David was the youngest son of Jesse, a respected man in the town of Bethlehem. Being the youngest of eight brothers, David often found himself tending to the less glamorous tasks around the family home. His primary responsibility was to take care of his father's sheep. As a shepherd, David spent countless hours in the fields, guiding his flock to pasture and protecting them from predators. Despite his youth, David demonstrated remarkable bravery and skill. The life of a shepherd was fraught with danger. Lions and bears frequently threatened the flock, but David never backed down. Armed only with a staff and a sling, he faced these predators head-on, successfully defending his sheep. His courage and resourcefulness in these moments were a testament to his strong character and his unwavering faith in God. David also had a talent for music. He played the harp beautifully, composing songs that praised God. His music was so enchanting that even the birds seemed to stop and listen. This combination of bravery, skill, and devotion made David stand out, even as a young boy. One day, the prophet Samuel visited David's home. God had sent Samuel to anoint the next king of Israel, as King Saul had fallen out of God's favor. When Samuel saw David, the youngest and seemingly least likely of Jesse's sons, God revealed to him that this was the chosen one. Samuel anointed David with oil, marking him as the future king of Israel. This moment, though significant, did not immediately change David's life. He returned to his sheep, continuing to serve his family and develop his skills. While David was tending his sheep, the Israelite army was preparing for battle against their longtime enemies, the Philistines. The two armies set up camp on opposite sides of the Valley of Elah, with a vast expanse of land between them. Among the Philistine forces was a giant warrior named Goliath. Standing over 9 feet tall, Goliath was a terrifying sight. He wore a bronze helmet, a coat of scale armor weighing about 125 pounds, bronze greaves on his legs, and carried a javelin slung on his back. His spear alone was like a weaver's rod, and its iron point weighed around 15 pounds. He was a formidable opponent, not just because of his size, but also because of his battle experience and heavy armor. Every day for 40 days, Goliath stepped forward and issued a challenge to the Israelites. "Why do you come out and line up for battle?" he taunted. "Am I not a Philistine? And are you not the servants of Saul? Choose a man and have him come down to me. If he is able to fight and kill me, we will become your subjects, but if I overcome him and kill him, you will become our subjects and serve us." His mocking words and imposing presence struck fear into the hearts of the Israelite soldiers. Not even King Saul, who stood head and shoulders above the other men, dared to face Goliath. This daily humiliation was not just a military challenge, but a psychological warfare that demoralized the Israelites. Goliath's taunts and the Israelites' fear highlighted their lack of faith and confidence. The situation seemed hopeless, and no one had the courage to accept Goliath's challenge. During this time, David's three oldest brothers were serving in Saul's army. Jesse, concerned for their well-being, sent David to the battlefield with food and supplies for them. When David arrived at the camp, he heard Goliath's challenge and saw the fear in the eyes of the Israelite soldiers. He couldn't understand why no one had the courage to confront Goliath. To David, Goliath's challenge was not just a physical threat, but an affront to the honor of Israel and the glory of God. David began to ask around, curious about why no one was willing to fight the giant. "What will be done for the man who kills this Philistine and removes this disgrace from Israel?" he asked. The soldiers told him that King Saul had promised great wealth, his daughter's hand in marriage, and tax exemption for the family of the man who defeated Goliath. Despite these incentives, no one stepped forward. David's eldest brother, Eliab, overheard his questions and was furious. "Why have you come down here? And with whom did you leave those few sheep in the wilderness? I know how conceited you are and how wicked your heart is. You came down only to watch the battle," Eliab scolded. But David was undeterred. He replied, "Now what have I done? Can't I even speak and continue to discuss the matter with others?" Word of David's inquiries reached King Saul, who summoned him. Standing before the king, David volunteered to fight Goliath. Saul was skeptical. You are not able to go out against this Philistine and fight him. You are only a young man, and he has been a warrior from his youth, Saul said. But David was resolute. He recounted his experiences defending his sheep from lions and bears, explaining that it was God who had delivered him from these beasts. The Lord who rescued me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will rescue me from the hand of this Philistine, he declared. Saul, moved by David's conviction and faith, agreed to let him face Goliath. He offered David his own armor, a bronze helmet, and a coat of mail. David put them on but found them cumbersome. He had never worn such heavy gear and could hardly move in it. I cannot go in these, he said, because I am not used to them, so he took them off. Instead, David chose to rely on the tools he was familiar with. He took his staff in his hand, selected 5 smooth stones from a stream, and put them in his shepherd's bag. With his sling in hand, he approached the battlefield. His choice of weapon seemed insignificant against the heavily armed giant, but David knew that his true strength came from God. As David walked towards Goliath, the giant looked down at him and was insulted. "Am I a dog that you come at me with sticks?" he roared, cursing David by his gods. "Come here," he said, "and I will give your flesh to the birds and the wild animals." But David was not intimidated. He replied, "You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hands, and I'll strike you down and cut off your head. This very day I will give the carcasses of the Philistine army to the birds and the wild animals, and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel." As Goliath moved closer to attack, David ran quickly towards the battle line to meet him. Reaching into his bag, David took out a stone, placed it in his sling, and hurled it with all his might. The stone flew through the air and struck Goliath on the forehead. It sank into his skull, and Goliath fell face down to the ground, dead. David's swift and unexpected victory stunned both armies. The Philistines, seeing their champion defeated, turned and fled in panic. The Israelites, emboldened by David's triumph, pursued them and won a great victory that day. David ran to Goliath's fallen body, stood over him, and took the giant's own sword to kill him and cut off his head. He held up the head as a trophy of his victory, a symbol of God's power and deliverance. The sight of the young shepherd standing over the fallen giant with his severed head was a powerful image that spread quickly throughout the land. The Israelite army surged forward, chasing the Philistines all the way to the gates of Ekron. The victory was decisive, and the Israelites returned to their camp, plundering the abandoned tents of the fleeing Philistines. David's victory over Goliath was more than just a military triumph, it was a demonstration of faith and courage. David, the shepherd boy, had faced a giant and won, not through strength or weaponry, but through his unwavering faith in God. The story of David and Goliath is rich with symbolism and teaches us several important lessons. Firstly, it underscores the power of faith over fear. David's confidence did not come from his own abilities, but from his trust in God. His faith gave him the courage to face a challenge that seemed insurmountable. Secondly, the story highlights the importance of using what you have. David didn't need heavy armor or advanced weapons to win. He used the simple tools he was familiar with, his sling and stones. This teaches us that sometimes the solutions to our problems lie within our existing skills and resources. The story also serves as a powerful metaphor for facing the giants in our own lives. Whether it's fear, doubt, or any other obstacle, with faith and determination, we can overcome them. Just as David faced Goliath with courage and faith, we too can confront our challenges with confidence. Finally, the story of David and Goliath demonstrates that God often works through the least likely individuals. David, the youngest son and a mere shepherd, was chosen to defeat the giant and later become one of Israel's greatest kings. This shows that God can use anyone, regardless of their status or background, to achieve great things. David's victory over Goliath marked the beginning of his rise to greatness. He would go on to become a revered king, known for his leadership, his psalms, and his deep relationship with God. His story is a timeless reminder that with faith, courage, and the right perspective, we can overcome even the greatest challenges. So, the next time you face a challenge that seems too big to handle, remember David and Goliath. Have faith, be courageous, and use the tools you have. You might just find that you can achieve the impossible.